day when all the burdens my soul. Isn't he? A lot of people, their religion is just a casual place in their life that if they feel like going, they go. If they don't, they just do whatever they want to. But I'm glad he has consumed us. Not religion, but salvation. The world's got religion. Just a few people really got salvation. Are you glad for salvation in your soul this morning? Are you glad for that day that he set you free? You'll forget a lot of things. You'll forget a lot of names. You'll forget a lot of places. But you'll never get over what he done for you at Calvary. Are you glad you'll never be over the hill? The hill called Mount Calvary. Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's give him a real good hand clap of praise if you love him with all your heart. Amen. Now that we've got the cat out of the house, let's turn around and shake somebody's hand. Greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in church on Sunday morning. And I never shall forget the day. Burdens of my soul. Praise the Lord. Amen. Aren't you glad for victory in Jesus today? The devil slap you around, beat you up, and try to knock you down, try to discourage you. But you come into the house of God and get among God's people, they're just sweet victory in the house. Aren't you glad there's victory in the house this morning? God bless you. Let you be seated for just a bit while we look at our prayer requests this morning. I got this text message from Brother Darrell. Ward last night, but it was too late to get it to Brother Joel, so we want to read it this morning. And Brother Fred Theron, he streams our services on Saturday night. He is to have five bypass surgeries in the morning, on Monday morning. And he's certainly asking that we would remember him in prayer. He's a streamer for Saturday night service. So even though he won't, may not see this prayer request, it don't stop us from praying, does it? So we'll just commit him unto the Lord, ask God to be with him during that surgery tomorrow morning. I want to pray for Sister Barbara Gravely, who is having problems in her neck and is to have x-rays. So let's remember her as we pray. Testimony from Sister Cook. So I want to praise God for touching me, my hip last night as Brother Chisholm prayed. At the close of the service, I had been having pain in my right hip for 3 weeks. The chiropractor couldn't completely help me. And as he prayed, the pain instantly left me, and I've been pain-free ever since. God still moves. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Sister Ruth Ward was not feeling well this morning, unable to be in the service, so we want to remember her as we pray today. Sister in church has a very important unspoken prayer request. We'll just commit that unto the Lord. Let's ask God to move on that behalf. Brother Kirk Sacker sends this in. Please pray for an elderly lady named Sue from Richmond, Kentucky. She is in need of healing for a very rare heart rate, a very rapid heart rate, about 200 times per minute. She is scheduled for a process called ablation. I said to her that I would ask for prayer for her at our church this weekend. So we certainly want to pray for that lady in Richmond, Kentucky, that the Lord would just be mindful of her. Brother Jim Maxwell sends this in to remember a friend of mine, Rufus Jennings. He fell off of a roof and has multiple injuries. That fall took place on Tuesday. He had surgery on Thursday and is facing more surgery this weekend. So let's remember that prayer request as we pray. Brother Kevin Key says to please pray for my dad. He is in the JC Medical Center. He will be having surgery tomorrow, so we certainly will remember that need as we pray that the Lord would just be mindful of that situation. All the unspoken prayer requests, if you have needs this morning, we just want to commit them unto the Lord. Brother Brad Yance, would you come this morning? Take us to the Lord. As we stand together, we just commit these things unto God. We know He's a prayer-answering God, don't we? We believe that with all of our heart, don't we? Amen. Let me say this before we pray. So good this morning to have Brother Daniel Nunley and Sister Linda Nunley back in the service today. Amen. Certainly been praying for Brother Daniel and Sister Linda. And I asked Brother Daniel this morning, I said, who helped who in here this morning? But we're so glad to have them in the service. They're just a tie post to Happy Valley. They really are. So God bless you, Brother Daniel, Sister Linda. We love Brother Brad Yance a little bit too, don't we, buddy?
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we just once again thank you for this opportunity to come back into your house, Lord. Father, I just pray, may you have your way in the service, Lord. Every person here, Lord, you know their need, Father. We pray, may you just move for them, God. We know no need is too great for you. Lord, these requests, I hold my hand, Lord. Many needs were spoken this morning, Father, and you know every one of them. Those that's facing surgery, God, may you be with them, Lord. May you be with this service today, Father. May you anoint every part of it, Lord. May we just come together in one accord, Father, that anything can happen, Jesus. Sick could be healed. The saved could be lost, Lord. The Holy Ghost could fall on each one of us, God. Father, I pray, may you be with our brother, Lord, as he studied and prepared himself, Lord. May you come out today and speak to us, God. We have many needs, Father. We're facing a battle, Father, that only you can help us win, Lord. And we need the strength for that. And we give you the praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we're going to receive the morning tithe and offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're visiting with us today in the service, we want to take this opportunity to welcome you. Glad to have you. All those that would be streaming this service today, I pray would be a great blessing to those folks as well. Can we say it together? God bless our streamers. God bless our streamers. Give them a nice hand, if you will, this morning. Let me make a couple of announcements before we sing this morning. There will be a household shower for Hadessa Vaughn and Derek Mills tonight at 5:30 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Everyone is welcome, men, women alike. You're invited to be here for that tonight. Also, they have a sign-up sheet over in the library for the wedding of Brother Seth and Sister Caitlin. They're asking that if you're going to plan on being there, please sign up today, no later than Wednesday, if you can, so they can get an accurate account for those that are coming. So remember that. Don't forget that. Brother Chisholm asked us to sing a song this morning. We've absolutely wore it out. Brother Harry always sings the verses. We're going to try to do that this morning. I believe he's coming back like he said. Do you believe that? The world is rumbling. Earthquakes, volcanoes erupting in Hawaii, different places around the world. I believe he's coming back like he said. It's like Brother Chisholm said last night. If he made a promise, he is big enough to fulfill his promise. Do you believe that with all your heart? And I believe he's coming back like he said. The Lord. God bless you. You're just singing so good this morning. God bless you. You got up with a song on your heart, I believe, with all my heart. Amen. You can be seated this morning. We have a couple of songs. Brother Chisholm's daughter, Faith, is going to come at this time and sing for us. Sister Faith, if you'd come onto the platform. We're so glad to have Brother Chisholm and his family with us this weekend. Just a wonderful family. Amen. And we're so glad to have Brother Donnie and Sister Carol back home with us. We are. Yes, we are. Amen. Brother Brandon, you get ready to sing after Sister Faith this morning. Give her a nice hand as she comes to sing for you at this time.
My first time singing this song, and I'm a little nervous, so if I mess up, you know, just bear with me. Through the eyes of man, it seems there's so much we have lost. As we look down the road where all the prodigals have walked, one by one, the enemy has whispered lies and led them off as slaves. But we know that you are God, yours is the victory. We know there is more to come that we may not yet see. So with the faith you've given us, we step into the valley unafraid. Yeah. As we call out to dry bones, back the wayward son, and by your spirit breathe upon them, show the world that you alone can save. You alone can save.
Oh, We're trying a new one, so we got sheets up here. That's okay.
Gonna call when the world grows dark? Jesus is his name. Who will be your light anywhere you are? Jesus is his name. Who you gonna call with the power to save you? Jesus is his name. Who defeated sin by the life he gave you? Jesus is his name. Jesus is his name. The rock and the mighty, mighty God, the one who'll make a way. He is the Lamb and the Lion and Lord, the King risen from the grave. Stand up for Jesus and do not be afraid. Stand up for Jesus and follow while he leads the way. Stand up for Jesus, you soldiers of the cross. Stand up for Jesus. Our Savior is a mighty God. Our Savior is a mighty God. Who you gonna call when the battle rages? Jesus is his name. Who's the solid ground and the rock of ages? Jesus is his name. Who will be your peace when you're facing terror? Jesus is his name. Who will carry you, be your burden bearer? Jesus is his name. Jesus is his name. Oh, he is the rock, he's the mighty, mighty God, the one who'll make a way. He's the Lamb, he's the Lion and Lord, the King risen from the grave. Stand up for Jesus and let us put the enemy down. Stand up for Jesus, we're taking back stolen ground. Stand up for Jesus and let us stand in awe. Stand up for Jesus, our Savior is a mighty God. Our Savior is a mighty God. Oh, he is the rock, he's the mighty, mighty God, the one who'll make a way. Oh, he is the Lamb, he's the Lion and Lord, the King risen from the grave. Yes, he is the rock, he's the mighty, mighty God, the one who'll make a way. Yes, he is the Lamb, he's the Lion and Lord, the King risen from the grave. Stand up for Jesus and do not be afraid. Stand up for Jesus and follow while he leads the way. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Stand up for Jesus, our Savior is a mighty God. Our Savior is a mighty God.
Chisholm asked us if we would to sing that song one more time. I believe he's coming. Surely in his message somewhere. It's got to be. Amen. Well, let's sing the chorus of it as he gets ready to come bring us the word of the Lord. We certainly appreciate our brother, don't we? Amen. Let's sing it.
I believe He's coming back like he said.
Aren't you glad you believe that today? Amen. Well, the resurrection is not just a future event, but it's actually taking place spiritually and also naturally. For those of you that wasn't with us last night, I mentioned that there was a brother that got killed in a car accident over in Jamaica. And the pastor started contacting all the saints. That just happened just this week. Started contacting all the saints by text, and they started praying. People come to pick him up and take his body to the funeral home, and he got up. Amen. Praise the Lord. As we stood the other day at the Temple Mount, and most of you have heard, of course, of the Wailing Wall, the Western Wall, and they had different scriptures and things there as you're waiting to go down in there. And a couple of them really caught my attention. And one of them was a Hasidic Jew, ultra-Orthodox, standing there, the black and the white, and they have their curls hanging down, the men. And he was standing there facing a wall, which if you've ever seen him, that's the way they do when they pray or read their Bible. They'll stand and they'll read their Bible. And they say you can't read it without being stimulated. But he was standing there facing a wall and praying and using the Song of Solomon, that he's standing before our wall. And then another one that I saw was gathering the dry bones at the end time. You know, how God's going to do it. So your time is close. Amen. May the 14th of this year, they will celebrate 70 years that they have been a nation. Against all odds. Against the threats of our government. Against the threats of so many others that told them not to do it. And we stood there the other day in the hall where the announcement was made. Just a very small, simple place. So we're certainly living in the end time.
Amen.
We're grateful. Amen. We're grateful. I want Brother Chisholm to come and just bring to us what's on his heart today. How to get rid of a cat, part two, or we're not sure exactly. Amen. So enjoyed the word last night. Amen. God bless you.
Good to be in the house of the Lord. We're just going to try this song, amen. Pardon me, I'm amazed. Amen. I just love the Lord. D. No one knew how long I was feeling, and the emptiness I tried so hard to hide. forget, I laughed and said, my life is fine without you. I was covering up the secret tears I cried. And then one day, someone told me of your mercy and the love that you show on Calvary. There you died and purchased my redemption. When you broke sin's power and set my spirit free, I'm amazed how you love me. Oh, I'm amazed how you care through your precious blood. Lord, I found pardon. Now my sins are washed. They're all washed away. Oh, my sins are washed away. Yes, it's true. There's been times, Lord, when I fail you. Lord, you know the many, many times I gone astray, but I've learned your love is stronger than my weakness, and your ears is open every time I pray. No one ever cares for me like you, Lord. No other friend could ever be this close to me. I'm not afraid to face the problems of tomorrow. Knowing you are everything that I need. I'm amazed how you love me, Lord. Oh, church, I'm amazed how you care through your precious blood. I found pardon. Now my sins are washed away. Oh, my sins are washed away. Oh, I'm amazed how you love me, Lord. Oh, I'm amazed how you care through your precious blood.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me E. Give me the key of G. Amen. Brother Donnie, can I just sing one more? Oh, you can be seated. I don't know what's happening. Oh, my. Hallelujah. I think it's G. Let's try F. Let's go back to G.
pray for us. Amen. I tell you what, let me start and you just found me. I was standing on the mountain and I was looking towards the sky. I saw God creature running and seeking for a better place to hide. Then all of a sudden there came a feeling like I never felt before. Seven thunders rolled down in my soul, and I bow my head and I cry. Now lift up your hands, little eagles, and fly. It'll be all right. You're one born for the valley, but you was born for the sky. So don't let your trials ever get you down. I drive your spirit so close to the ground. Mine up with wings, little eagles, and fly. Now the clouds are moving much faster, lightning flashing so bright, clouds so dark till it hit the sun, and it seemed like it was mine. Then all of a sudden there came such a feeling like I never felt before. Up above the storm, you have heard me sing. God has given us eagle's wings. Now lift up your wings, little eagles, and fly. The ground, mine up with wings, little eagle, and fly. I was inspired, and I wrote this little part right here. Only the eagles in this last days is setting her wings to fly. Above the storms and the rain and the deadness of this old world, impersonational will try to imitate, but only will they come down. But there, this fly was ordained by God, and only the eagle will stand. Now lift up your wings, little eagles, and fly. You weren't born.
I drive your spirit so close to the ground. Mount up with wings, Lord, eagle, and fly. Keep your eyes on the sun. This battle has been won. Mount up your wings, little eagles, and fly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless you. Let us all stand, amen. Appreciate the Lord. We just go right into the word of the Lord. Amen. Let us just bow our heads in a word of prayer. Kind Heavenly Father, we just thank you, O God, for another opportunity, O God, that you allow us to be here, O God. We thank you for your grace. We know it only by your grace that we stand. So, Father, we ask you to stand with us and for us, O God. Lord, give me grace, Lord, to minister to the people this morning, God. I just pray, God, something will be said that will edify the body, oh, Father. Just get me completely out of the way, Father. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for setting the captive free. We thank you for breaking the shackles of the enemy, oh, God. We thank you for driving away the enemy, Lord. We give you all the praises and the glory in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The church say amen. Amen. While you're standing, we just grab our Bibles this morning. Amen.
Amen. But the Lord want me to fight already.
He want me to fight already, so amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for Brother Louis. Brother Louis don't know, but I got a little compartment in my heart. But Brother Louis, big as Brother Louis is, he fits right in there. He's a special man. Louis don't mind me saying this. I told Brother Donnie, I said, you know, if I didn't know no better, brother, he's a human being just like I am. But he looked like everything is perfect. He just walked around like nothing, like he don't have nothing bother him. So I appreciate Brother Louis. I really do. And that's the way the bride should be. She's a positive people. Amen. We are positive people. That's why the prophet of God said we should create worlds and go live in it. I think that was Brother Louis. He's creating worlds and he's living in those worlds. Amen. So we just appreciate the Lord. While we stand in Exodus, the 19th chapter. Amen. Bless the Lord. I appreciate Brother Donnie. Amen. It's such a great privilege that you be standing, amen, here this morning, ministering to you the word of God. Amen. Amen. Exodus, the 19th chapter, verse, start from 16, then we'll go a couple more verses and we'll let you be seated. Amen. Exodus, the 19th chapter, and verse 16. And it came to pass on the third day, that the morning, that there were thunder and lightning and a thick cloud upon the mountain, and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And it came to, did we change over the verse? Amen. We just read for him. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at neither part of the mountain. And Mount Sinai was all together. Okay, we got it here now. And Mount Sinai was all together on smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended at the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. Oh, praise God. Amen.
Did we change over? And when the voice of the trumpet sound loud and wax loud and loud, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. Amen. Let us just bow our heads. Father, we thank you, O God, for the reading of your word. Lord, now sanctify it to our soul. This we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You may be seated. Amen. While you being seated, amen, we just turn over to Thessalonians. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thought by the help of the Lord, for the Lord has, amen, descended. The Lord has descended. Amen. Amen. God has descended. Amen. Amen. So we're not talking about the God that in the past, we're talking about a God that has descended. Amen. And when God came down, he come down in the book of Exodus, he come down and Mount Sinai. Amen. And we talk about the God that has come down on Mount Zion. Amen. He's come to the bride. So we just thank God for that. Amen. Thessalonians, the fourth chapter in verse 16, and it read, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. We know this is history, has already happened. That's right. Well, praise God. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with a voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. One more scripture, amen. Hebrews 13 and verse 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
And I thank him for it. Amen. So God hasn't changed. God has a pattern that he always worked with. And I thank God that God is not a man that changes. As I said last night, God is not a man that he should lie. Neither he the son of man that he shall repent. And that's why we could solemnly completely trust in him, because we are serving a God that cannot change. If he done it one time, then God has could do it again. Amen. So if God healed one of that condition, then God have to heal the other one. If God can heal the white man, then God can heal the black man, the red man, the yellow man. God love all variety of people. Amen. And that's why I love God, because God doesn't change under circumstances. God don't change his motives. God still's a healer. God is a God of patience, and God's a God of variety. And that's why I love him so much. And I just want to speak on, by the help of the Lord, how that God, when he came down, amen, how the prophet of God, he talked about. I just want to read something here. God wanted to dwell among his people. The Israelites, he wanted to have fellowship with them. And that's the purpose why God God allowed Moses, the man of God, to bring the people of God out of Egypt. As I said, Egypt was a type of the world, the prophet says, or an organization. Amen. So he had to bring them from out of bondage. Hello, everybody. And he brought them to a place that he could have a relationship with. And I'm afraid there's a lot of people has come out, but it still hasn't had that intimate relationship with him. I don't think a lot of people know where he's at. That's why you can't call him. You got to know where he's at. You got to know how God stands. You got to have the mind of God. So the whole purpose why they came to Mount Sinai, amen, because God was to come down and to rest upon Mount Sinai. God wanted to come down to humanity. God had a purpose in his mind. Amen. God wanted to dwell amongst the Israelites. Amen. God wanted to have fellowship. How many of you love have fellowship? Amen.
Oh, man, it's nothing like having fellowship with my Lord. I enjoyed having fellowship with Brother Donnie. I enjoyed going to Brother Terry and Brother Amos and Brother Joy, those different brothers. We have fellowship, but it's nothing like getting away and having that fellowship with my Lord when he could tell me I still love you, when he could tell me I'm always going to be with you, when he could tell me, amen, I healed you of all your diseases. That's why I love having fellowship with him. And God's whole purpose was to come down upon Mount Sinai. The prophet of God said in the message, the mighty God unveiled, 1964. He said, why? Before the word was given and made manifest, Moses had to veil his face, for the word wasn't complete, made manifest. They knew that something had happened, but they didn't know what it was. Oh my, but we know what happened. We know what the attraction was. Amen. 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 The world look at it now. What is that mysterious cloud? But we're not following the cloud. We're following the revealed word. Somebody say amen. We are following the word. Amen. That's why God sent a prophet in this age to turn the hearts of the children back to the apostolic faith. Turn us back to the pure word of God. Hello, everybody. Do you love him? His face, amen, was completely made manifest. They knew that something had happened, but they didn't know what it was. Amen. The roaring and the thunders. Till they said, let Moses speak and not God. Oh, my. And from that day, God's always used man. Amen. God's always used man. Man, God's never used a woman to stand behind his sacred desk and lay the word out. God has never done that. I don't care how anointing she is. I don't care if she could call the thunderbolt down. I don't care if she could make the lightning strike. I don't care what she can do. I don't care how she can heal. God didn't call her. She has her place. Hello, everybody. She has a place to be what? Behind her husband. The Bible said God made the husband the head. Hello, everybody. Amen. So God has a purpose. Let me stay here. God has a purpose why he came down on Mount Sinai. The prophet God said, now when the trumpet is blown, it has an urgency about it. It's like a hurdle. The king message is coming to the people. Amen. It's blowing loud, the trumpet. It is an urgent call. The people gathered to listen. Israel was always a symbol by the sounding of a trumpet. Something important is at hand. Listen to it. And you see, God come down on Mount Sinai. It was to get the people together. God wanted to bring, amen, the law. Without the law, the people couldn't know how to live right. And I thank God for the law of his word. Amen. His word. Amen. It's his Bible. It's telling me how to live. Amen. Somebody say amen. This Bible, this B-I-B-L-E, is the basic instruction before we leave the earth. Hello, everybody. We don't need no other book. Amen. This is the most sacred book that ever been placed in the hand of a human being. Amen. This is the book that our prophet talked with. This is the book that drives demons away. This is the book that can call lightning to strike. This is the book that can drive away cancer. This is the book that can make you save. But I'm telling you, the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. I can have this book all I want, but if the word, the spirit don't come off the book and be manifest in my heart, I'm just a dead Sakaran walking around. I want the spirit of the letter to come off the book and come down in my heart. God wants fellowship. God wants fellowship. The Lord himself. The Lord himself. Amen. The Lord himself come down. It wasn't Wormwood that come down. It wasn't the angel Gabriel come down. But it was the Lord himself. Oh my. Amen. God didn't trust nobody to come down to bring those Ten Commandments. I can imagine Wormwood wanting to go down. He said, hold back, Wormwood. Hold back. Hold back. It's not your time. You know what you've done before. You flooded the whole earth. Hold back, Wormwood. Gabriel, you hold back. I'm going down myself. And when God came down, he brought a message, amen, down to a prophet by the name of Moses. Hello, everybody. And Moses went up in the cloud. And when Moses come down, I'm trying to let you know, the only one that's going to save us, the only one that's going to keep us, there's no holy man, there's no holy preacher. Is that right? My, Brother Don, I feel real good. It feels like too many stuff up here. I need some room to run around up here. Let me tell you, I told you last time you got to move some stuff. Because I want to tell you that my God is awesome. I don't know why people don't exalt him. I don't know why we try to exalt man. Man can't help you. We need help ourselves. There ain't no holy preacher. Brother Donnie and I, we put on our pants the same way. We don't throw up our pants and jump in it. We face problems just like the next man. But we just got to call it. Hello, everybody. But we need God just like the next man. Don't come to me for your problem. Go to the Lord Jesus Christ. You said, Brother Chilton, I thought we were supposed to come to our pastor. Yes, he do. But he's going to introduce you to Jesus. He's not going to enter. Brother Donnie, he got a little sacred bottle that he anoints you. And let me tell you, the only bottle that he got is prayer. Oh, I feel like preaching right about now, amen. Amen. The cat is out of the house now. We can have church. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. I want to tell you that this morning that my God is awesome. My God is still God. He hasn't changed. I'm not looking for God. No, he's already here. I'm just waiting for these foul bodies. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but the word promised me I'm going to be changed. I don't know how he's going to do it. I never experienced this change, but I'm going back to be about 18 years old. Jim, I'm going to be changed from mortal to immortality. I'm going to be changed in a twinkling of an eye. Hello, everybody. Then when I be changed, I'm going to look around. I'm going to see my mama. Somebody say, man, I said, well, there's Peter. That's all right. You might be thinking I'm crazy, but leave me alone. Amen. I love feeling this way. Only thing I know that the Lord is here. The seals is open. The mighty angel has descended. Not only as he descended, but he descended with something in his hand. But third, I feel like preaching now. I don't want to get there, Brother Joy. I'm trying to help myself. Y'all help me help myself. This great I am, the Almighty God, has come as spirit to fill his true church. He has the right to move anywhere he wants to. See, some people think God is only up here. No, God is out there. But Donnie, it makes me sick of my stomach when a minister get up here, he think he's the only pebble on the beach. He want everybody to look up to him. Let me tell you what, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect, but I know the perfect one. And he lives in the inside. That's what makes me perfect with inside. Hello, everybody. Somebody say amen. My, he go anywhere he want to. That's right. Oh my. He want to. And upon anybody he want to, he want to make a holy man among us, but there's no holy man, the prophet said, but the congregation is holy. What made the congregation holy? When God came down, when Moses brought the Israelite out, I could imagine, I've seen some of the beautiful mountains here in Tennessee, but it's nothing, pardon me, but it's nothing like those mountains in Alaska. I know y'all got some beautiful mind. There's a lot of land piled up here. Amen. But let me tell you, Church of Living God, it's something about those beautiful mountains. It's something about those beautiful mountains. I love mountains. Amen. I'm a part of the mountains. Amen. I'm an eagle, Church. That's all it is. I love the mountain. Amen. Mountain is a type of victory. See, some people don't know that much about mountains. They tell me one time, amen, the church went on a trip one time, and this old lady, she went on a trip, never seen the mountain before. And when she viewed the mountain, oh my, she was so fascinated. She got back, and everybody was talking about how beautiful it was. She told her grand, she said, baby, she said, when you go up in the mountain, they got so much land up there, they got it all piled up. But let me tell you what, Church of the Living God, y'all didn't pile that mountain up there. The Almighty God, by the breath of the Almighty God, he put the stars in his place. We're serving a God that's so big, but yet he could come down in my heart. He's the one that can make me walk right. He's the one that can make me love my enemy. He's the one that can make me live holy. I can't love my enemy. I can't love those that despise me. Don't even try to do it, because you can't do it. If God don't do it, you can't do it. I don't understand it. I don't understand this. Why so many ministers think that because they got a few quotes, are they well known, are they being highlighted? You know what? I thank God a little bit the rapture is delayed. Because man running out of their mouth now, they don't know when he's coming. They don't know where he's at, but I know where he's at. Amen. He's already here. He is waiting for you and I to humble down, get off them high horses, and let us know that he is in control. There's no man that can save us. Somebody say amen. I don't care how much a man lay his hands on you. It's God don't work through the man. I can imagine when they come out of Egypt, came up to Mount Sinai, this big, huge mountain. And when they came out, I could imagine. And all of a sudden, the wind get to blowing. And all of a sudden, I could see Moses' garment blowing. As they're walking, God was getting ready to come down. The whole atmosphere began to change. But then God began to tell Moses, said, tell the people, I want them to get around the mountain. Don't nobody touch the mountain, because if anyone touch the mountain, they'll die. But Joy, we got a lot to thank God for. I'll tell you what, Brother Joy, we're packing a little bit more power than we ever could imagine. Sometimes I don't think we realize who we are. Sometimes I don't think you realize who you are. Sometimes when them demons get on you, them demons say, oh my God, I hope they don't realize who they are. How many of you get a demon on you? Hello, everybody. How many of you ever get a demon on you just letting ride? You're riding down the neighborhood. Instead of you rebuking that devil, you let him ride and he take you on the next level. Then he start telling you about your brother, and you just keep riding him. Then when you come to church, you can't praise the Lord because you rode the devil in your car too long. But you need to tell that devil, then get out of my car. Get around me. Matter of fact, get out of my house. You don't have no business in here, because the Lord has descended, and he descended where? Amen, in his hearts of his bride. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Can somebody say amen? Oh, man, it's the Almighty God. I'm talking about the Lord himself is here. I'm not looking for him. You say, Brother Chilton, you sure is here. The same God that was with William Branham didn't go in the grave. He's not in the grave. He's not in Jeffersonville. Where is he? He's right here in Tennessee. He's right here in Happy Valley. Where is he? He's sitting inside of you. You are the mystical body of the body of Jesus Christ. You got to realize who you are. Let me tell you what. Oh, my. God didn't come down just to be coming down. God came down for a purpose, because he wanted the people to know, I'm God. I'm the one that brought you out. And when they gathered around the mountain, all of a sudden, the boom. Boom! Oh God, oh Lord. And that's how you are when you're sinning, right? You get afraid. When anointing get real great, you get nervous. Hello, everybody. They tell me one time there was two brothers down cross seed somewhere. They was going in a tent one time, and the Holy Ghost was so thick, and them brothers walked inside of there. It was so thick until they walked back out, and they started confessing to one another. Then they was able to go inside of that. But let me tell you what, Church of Living God, we're living in a time now. Let me tell you what, God is still the same. He's not dead. He's alive and well. He still does miraculous things. He still can heal the sick. He still can raise the dead. He still can drive away cancer. He still can move high blood pressure. He's still God. I feel like running through the aisle, but they'll say I'm too much Pentecostal. I'm not going to do that. Amen. But I do have experience. Amen. Let me tell you what. My God is awesome. We ought to be happy. You know what? I don't know why people come to church with sad looking face. Brother Brandon said, when you wake up in this morning, in the morning time, and you get them old moody spirits on you, he said, those demons. Y'all ever seen it? Y'all ever experienced that? Good morning. So now you go outside. Do I need to get my raincoat jacket? Is it raining? Sound like you hear thunder. Good morning. What's wrong with you? What did you dream about last night? Good morning. Good morning. Huh? Good morning. How are you doing? I'm doing great. I told one guy, I said, good morning. It's good, too early to tell. No, he wasn't a bride member. Too early to tell. What do you need? Huh? You go to Alaska, it don't get day until 9:30. So you got to wait about 9:30, about 12 o'clock before you can say good morning. I think every morning is good morning. When I can wake up in the morning and put on my own shoes and walk around and can see my beautiful wife and see my grandbaby. I'm a blessed man. I'm blessed going and I'm blessed coming. I'm blessed out of the city and I'm blessed in the city. Everything I put my feet on is blessed. Why? Because I am a son of God. You can't wait on a preacher to bring a revival. You got to bring your own revival. I didn't brought no revival in my briefcase. You got to come in here with your own fire. We ain't no Pentecostal denomination. Some of you might be waiting for me to speak in tongues. Well, if I do, so be it. But you probably won't hear it. I'm speaking another language right now. Can you interpret it? Come on, somebody. We're not Miss Methodist this morning. Come on. Praise God. Nothing wrong with waving your hand. There's nothing wrong with waving your hand, sister. I believe my sister got a little bit what's happening in you. Amen. She know how to praise God. Amen. Some of your hair scared to let your hair down. Ain't nothing wrong with praising God. Let me come here if y'all ain't careful. I take this church over by myself. Me and my angel, we'll have a revival here. I'm trying to tell you, the revival is in the inside of me. We ain't no dead church. I'm happy to be in church. I don't care if I was 15 years old. I don't care if I was high, about knee high to a duck. You ought to be happy when you come to church. You ought to be excited when you come to church. You ought to have a song on your heart. My daughter, she sung. If y'all ever know, amen, she sang from her heart because she had some experience with God. You got to have some experience with God to come up here where I'm at. The Lord has descended. You know why I'm happy, brother? Man, I wish I could play that guitar like you. I bought a guitar one time, and I just lost confidence. Maybe I need to come over here and let you help me. But I bought one. I need to get another one. Because let me tell you what, I feel like praising God. I used to beat drums. If I could beat the drum, I'd beat the drums too. I wish I could play an organ. I used to try to play, but there's so many good musicians, I just let them have it. But let me tell you, I'm a one-man invasion. That's right. And I've learned, brother, when I come to church, I come to have church. I will walk around this place. Amen. I got good health. I can walk around the whole place. Oh, I'm home. This God's house. I'm home. I feel good. I'm trying to tell you, ain't nothing wrong with a little exercise. It's good for you. Amen. Some of you, that's why you're so tired and so cramped and can't hardly move, because you don't want to exercise. Sometimes get up and walk around. Somebody say amen. I know this lady lives next door to her grand. She don't want to take them. She got to get in her car and drive them over there. I said, my God, why don't you get out and exercise sometime? I'm going to get myself in trouble here. Oh my God. And that's what God wants in this hour. God wants you to look alive. Brother Donnie, if you would have told me in the back, you said, Brother Children, the Lord lay on my heart, I'm going to write you a check for $5 million. The door hinges would have come down. The deacon would have came in there. You might have found out they might be carrying something, you know. They would have said, what going on here? Tore the doors off the head. I thought, God, leave me alone. What's wrong? What you did to Brother Donnie? I said, what's wrong with you? I said, Brother Donnie just gave me a check for $5 million. I said, honey, look, it's over. Grandbaby, it's over. $5 million. I don't know what to do. But what about eternal life? I got eternal life. I got joy, unspeakable joy, full of glory. Why should I be down? My King is up. Why should I be down? And he rose again. The grave is empty. He's not there, but he has risen. Come see the place where the Lord has laid. I'm so rich, I don't know what to do. Oh, God. Brother Terry, we got a lot to thank God for. Brother Terry, I'm getting a little age on me. I'm not a young whippersnapper like I used to be. But let me tell you what. I still got something inside of me telling me that I can. Something tell me that I can. When them demons come around and say you're going to lose your mind, I said, buddy, you already lost your mind. Somebody say, man. And when that devil showed me my past, I always tell him about his future. I tell the devil, you ain't the false prophet. We'll be thrown into the lake of fire. And that devil shut his mouth because I know the word. That's what you got to do. You got to fight the devil with the word. You got to hit him with the word. You got to knock him out with the word. You can't tell the devil, leave you alone. Leave me alone, I'm going to tell my mama on you. He don't care nothing about your mama. I'm going to tell my grandpa on you. He done got the grandpa already. Tell him I'm going to tell Jesus on you. You know, I was afraid when the mama putting the kids to bed. You say, you better go to sleep. No, podium going to get you. They all shaking. But tell the devil, Jesus going to get you. The Lord is here. Brother Don, I remember some years ago, my son Joseph, he's 30 now. In a few more months, he'll be 31. I remember he had a high fever. Amen. My wife and I, a couple of ministers came over the house to pray for my son. And my wife was holding Joseph. And Joseph was a little teeny arm baby. I don't know how he talked. Back then, babies didn't talk like these 2,000 babies. My grandbaby, my God, it's amazing what she could say. I wouldn't be surprised if his grandpa let me drive your truck, 2 years old. I won't be surprised. I won't be surprised. They smart as a tick now. But my son Joseph, my wife, the minister came in the house to pray. But I thank God for Joseph. He better learn what that name means. Hello, everybody. But my wife took that little 1 or 2 year old baby and threw it on her shoulder after prayer and walked down the hallway. And that's been over 30 something years. That's been 30 years ago. But I can still see it today. Out of his mouth, amen, come praise. Out of his mouth, he rebuked the devil. He said, the blood of Jesus Christ is against you, Satan. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you, Satan. And I want to tell you today, you need to tell that devil that the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. The life that is in the blood is against you. I'm against you because I'm a part of the life of Jesus Christ. Give me a few minutes. I'm getting ready to start preaching a little bit. But I just want you to know that my God is awesome. My God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. Satan is not everywhere. Somebody say amen. He's not like God. He was almost created like God, but he can't create. He's not a creator. God is a creator. God is omnipresent. God is omnipotent. God is El Shaddai. He's the breath of one. He's the almighty God. He healed me when I'm sick. He take me, amen. Nobody like God. You ever get to a place where the devil tried to get you so depressed? Huh? Y'all scared to raise your hand? Don't be afraid. The devil going to attack you anyhow. Because that's his job. God going to send him your way because you ain't raised your hand. Huh? You can't be afraid. I've learned now there's nothing out of Cater. My daughter used that on me. I told her son, she said, Daddy, there's nothing out of Cater. Because I use that all the time. But I said to him, I said, you use that out of content. There's nothing out of Cater. You know, I suppose you use the scripture, Lord's will, Lord's will. And the Bible teaches us that. Brother, will you come over to my house tomorrow? Lord's will. Brother, will you be over to the bank tomorrow? I'll be there. Why that ain't the Lord's will? So we use it when we get ready. But let me tell you what, we are serving a God. He's here. Yeah, our God has come down. Yeah, the Lord has descended. Yeah, let me move on. He came down in the days of Moses. And Moses went up into that thick cloud. And when Moses came back, he came back with the tables of stone. Hello, everybody. Thou shall not kill. Huh? You say, Brother Chills, we're not living in the Old Testament. Well, Jesus said, I ain't come to take away the law, but I come to magnify the law. He said, thou shall not kill. Well, you ain't got to worry about it. You end up shooting with a gun. But do you know you killed your brother, his influence? You killed the man. Do you know when I kill? Do you know, Brother Donnie? Amen. Brother Donnie, he could kill my influence, and that'd be it. And y'all love your pastor. And that's why the prophet of God said you need to get the Holy Spirit instead of your pastor's spirit. But Donnie, you don't mind me preaching like that, do you? That's part of the quote there. And a lot of people got their pastor spirit. The way Brother Donnie preached, they tried to be like Brother Donnie. You're going to do that, and you're going to fall too. Be who you are. Don't try to be Brother Donnie. Don't get his wife all mixed up. Ain't number one Brother Donnie Reagan in here. Somebody say amen. Be yourself. Be who you are. People get each other's spirits. I've been to one church. You preach something. You throw something out. They go, you can see them gooseneck. They go, they're going to see what the Brother Donnie got to say. You throw something out there and it's Bible. They go, I said, God is a good God. God has descended in 63. You don't have to do that. You got the book. It's in the book. You ain't got to wait on the man. Get out there and say he has descended. In 1963, the mighty angel come down with the book in his hand. Well, thank you. I feel like getting ready to start preaching. The mighty angel come down with a book in his hand. What you need is the Holy Spirit. People need the Holy Spirit. But people ain't got, they got a ghost. They got a ghost, but it ain't the Holy Ghost. It's a woolly ghost. Some people got this spirit, and it's real partial. They treat one good, they treat the other. That ain't the Holy Ghost. That ain't the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is kind. It's tender. Brother Don, I think sometimes nothing wrong. I think some people that got so much quote, nothing wrong. They that got so much quote, they not left from the very principle of the Bible. The Holy Ghost is kind. It's tender heart. People don't know how to do that anymore. Good morning. Good morning. I was walking out the motel this morning. I met this lady at the housekeeper. I walked through and I passed by and I said, she looked at me with a friendly smile. Brother Brown said, his wife just looked at her and Brother Brown said, do you support her? She said, yeah, I smile. Brother Brown said, that's what's wrong with the church now. Huh? Talk. You got a mouth. Good morning. Well, how are you doing? I am doing great. Thank you. How are you doing? Huh? A lot of people ask you how you're doing before you could tell that they're going somewhere. That means they want to hear what you got to say. They're just going through the motion. But I want to stand still and see what you got to say. You got a word too. They, let me tell you what, there ain't no one holy. Me and Brother Don and Red Cement, we ain't the only holy one in here. Everybody's holy. What made the mountain holy? It wasn't Mike Sadia that was holy. It was the Holy God that come down on Mike Sadia. It's not the congregation that's holy. It's the Holy Ghost that's on the people. Take the Holy Ghost away, you got a brute beast. Boy, if God could take the Holy Ghost from some people, but now you have a mess up in here. It'll be a lot of gun slinging and fist fighting and blood shedding up in here. You'll think there'd be another Holocaust. I'm telling you, people fight each other. But I thank God for the Holy Ghost. It governing you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hey, man, I might be upset. You know what? I told my wife, you know what? I'll fix Brother Joy. The way that I get to church, I'll tell him a piece of my mind. When I get there, hey, man, the Holy Ghost dropped down. And all of a sudden, I say, God bless you, brother. It's so good to see you. What changed the concept? It's the Almighty God. It's the Holy Ghost. You can't change yourself. This old house we living in, it ain't no good. But Don, why we do that for? Why we fix up this old house? We sure. But we take time and just fix up this whole thing. This flesh don't care nothing about you. They love for you to show off. They always want to be recognized. I'm standing at the door. How did I do? How did I do? Did I do real good? But I really throw it out there. That's what flesh always want. Flesh always want glory. But y'all let God give you the glory. Hello, everybody. I remember last night my little grandbaby ran and jumped in the vehicle. She said, Papa, Papa, you preach about that cat, Papa. That cat got out the house. I said, well, shit, if God can make it so simple that a child could catch it, I ain't worrying about the grown folk. But sometimes I think we preaching above the young people here. Everybody's not on the same level, Brother Donnie. Sometimes we got to come on down to humanity. Everybody don't pray. Everybody don't study. Everybody don't fast. Sometimes we need to come on down and stop being so high up in the cloud. Come on down, somebody. Zacchaeus, come on down. The Lord is here today. The Lord is in the house. The Lord, the shout of the king is in the camp. I don't know how old you brothers are, but I know one thing. When I was young, but now I'm old, David said, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. Let me tell you what. When this message struck my heart, I was a bowl of fire. I'm going to tell you, can I tell the testimony? They're going to think I'm crazy in the house. That's all right. Leave me alone. When that message was introduced to me, I was like a wildfire. Still is. But I learned how to kind of govern that fire, the way to make it burn that night, Brother Jim. Amen. But when this message first hit me, man, I was a ball of fire. On construction site, amen, I carry my Bible. My son laughed at me. I always carry books, and I be studying all the time on the construction site. Amen. Sitting somewhere with a hammer during break time studying. Why? Because God just didn't send a message for me to take the book and set it down at shame on you and let dust collect on it. But let me tell you what. He sent that, amen, because, amen, ratchet faith is in the books and in the tape. I'm not talking about a tape ministry, but it take a five-fold ministry. They take it off the pages and put it out to the people, and somebody got to catch it. Brother, I was so much on fire, still is. Brother, I went to work, I was fired up. I was fired up, and God honored that young man on fire. I used to run track. I had a little speed like a little rabbit, Brother Donnie. I used to run track. Then I found out that was wrong for men to wear short pants. So, I thank God the word is in me. It just makes me just do things. When I see the word, I mean, my wife made me so upset with her, I could climb a tree with no bark on it. But I looked in the word when it said, husband, be not bitter against your wife. You know what I did? When I saw it, I closed the book. It was too late, but I already down saw it. But you know what I had to do? I had to govern myself down because the Lord was in the house. Then I went in there. I was so hot that day, I stay out of work, Brother Joy. I walked in there, the Lord said, now conduct yourself. I said, honey, get yourself ready. We're going out to eat. Woo! That's what you need to do when the Lord is in the house. When you and your wife about to have a fit, honey, I tell you what, you need to go on back. Honey, I tell you what, let's go out to the restaurant. Let's have a good meal. That's what you need to do. You need to let the Lord have this thing. But Brother Donnie, when the Lord came in my life, I used to wear a little short, little leg, look like little birds, but it's all right. I had a lot of speed for that thing. Somebody say amen. And brother, when I used to run, I was a track runner. I used to, not praising my flesh, but I used to cut flip over 13 head of people up in the air, come back down and cut a flip. And I tell you what, they used to call me a superfly. I used to stay in the air. Now I know I stayed in the air so much because I'm not Michael Jordan, but I'm an eagle. You know what I had to come back down for? Because something ain't your time yet, son. It's going to come a time. When you go up, you're going to keep on going up. Somebody say amen. Well, I told the coach was big, big tall man. About 300 pounds, about 6'6". And I walked to the coach. Yeah, he's big, rugged fella. A little teeny fella. I walked in and I said, coach, his name's Coach Bear. I said, Coach Bear. I said, he's the instrument, Chisholm. Whew, that boy. my heart was beating out. Boom, 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 boom. I said, Coach Burr, I was trying to slow him, but I said, Coach Burr, I said, I found out it's wrong for me to wear short. What are you talking about, Mr. Chisholm? I'm trying to say, be quiet, be quiet. Oh, Mr. Chisholm, he went out in there with the rest of the crowd. Mr. Chisholm, he's like a little sissy. Brother Chisholm, come out here, Mr. Chisholm. Mr. Chisholm don't want to wear short pants, so he can't be with us anymore. Y'all look at him, and I walk out. You talking about looking like Charlie Brown, but let me tell you what, that was a God inside of me that made me go against the odds. I had to stood by myself. So is it some of you. Sometimes you got to walk alone. You don't understand as a young man. You understand why you don't fit in the crowd sometimes, because God called you like he called Abraham. God called you to be a sign. God cut you a special way. God cut you a special way. He hand cut you. Ooh. But Donnie, I've never drank before, but I tell you what, I got something right now that's making me feel good. I'm on a cloud and I don't want to come down. What time is it? I don't care if we stay here until it gets dark. Long these demons stay from around me. Right now, I'm feeling good. You better come on up here with me. God, after a while, you come back down. You're coming back down to Mother Earth. You better praise God where you got arthritis. You better praise God where you got high blood. You better praise God because he is. You better praise God because he had ascended. Not only he has ascended, but he's here in Happy Valley. My God, somebody say, my God, my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, my Keeper, and that's what he is. And I told the coach, I said, I'm sorry, and they said, what? And the girl's looking at me. I walked out of the field. He said, go on, Mr. Chisholm. I walked down the field. He said, go on, Mr. Chisholm, you big sissy. And I walked out of the field. They laugh at me. But you know what? You may laugh at me. You may talk about me. But one of these days, I'm going to be with my Lord. You know, they laugh at me. But today, I'm on top of the hill now. On today, I realize now. I didn't know back then, Brother Don. Man's shoulder leg. See, it wasn't real bad like it is now. Man wanted to show the legs. Now, something wrong. Something wrong with that picture. Man want to go around showing his, what man want to show his big rusty knees for? Brother, can you imagine me sitting down, you come to my house, and we talking about we're going to drink lemonade, and you come in my backyard, and I'm sitting there with a short pants and got some hand lotion, sanitizer, and rubber. You better get out of here, because something wrong with this thing. Somebody say amen. You don't need no man like that. You're a man, a rugged man. Somebody say amen. When I get them on the court, Brother Don, I'm a small man. When I get them on the court, I try to hurt them sometimes. I try to get that spirit off of them. Huh? Yeah, you sir. You might don't agree with me, but that's all right, man. You get that spirit on, you get on the court with me, I'll run over you too. Somebody say amen. Because God made a man to be a man. I believe a man's supposed to be a man. I believe a man's supposed to get out and work for his wife. That's why I told my wife this morning, I said, God got me here to take care of my family. God got here me to take care of my son, to take care of my grandbaby. That's why I'm living for all my people. That's why God got Brother Donnie here to bless the people. God could trust him with the word. God know he'll stay solemn with the word. You're blessed to have a man like Brother Donnie. Notice a lot of people don't know they be their brother down, they be looking for you to come out there talking about the seven thunders and all these deep mysteries way out there. I'm not saying you don't go there, but he preaches it, but you got to catch it. A lot of people love to catch that. I've seen people talk about the third pool, brother. We in the third pool still committing adultery, but we talking about the mighty angels descending. Yeah, but where did he descend it? Did you look in the book? Once you see your name, you'll never be the same again. Let me come on with this thing. I'm going to be here a long time. I keep this up. Let me tell you what. We're not looking for the mighty angel. But not only did he come down in Mount Sinai, not only did he come down on the mountain with Peter and James and John on Mount Transfiguration, but the Lord has come down. Amen. On Mount Jerusalem, wherever that place is. I can't think right now, but I'm trying to tell you, God is here. Let me tell you, God is here. You better get you some faith. You better catch some faith. There's a squeeze that's coming. They're going to close this beautiful church doors. You better get you some praise. You better worship him now. Because there's going to come a time. They're going to take the Bibles. Let them have the Bible. I am the Bible now. I'm the walking epistle. I'm the written epistles and read of all man. That's why I put that word in me. That's why the mighty angel came down with a book in his hand. Not only did I look at the book, but I took the book. Somebody say amen. Not only did I look at the book, but I took the book. And when I took the book, what did I do with the book? I eat it all. A lot of you just taking the book. Got the book sitting on the table. When the mighty angel come down with a book in his hand, he didn't have a literary book, but he had the very mind of God. And let me tell you what, when an earthly angel come down, who was that mighty angel? No other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he come down, he put one foot on land and one foot on sea, and he cried with a loud voice. And when he cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. That earthly angel come down with that book in his hand. But Donnie, open book. Huh? Right. Revelation 5 was a closed book. And then when he come to, oh my God, Brother Terry, I feel like I'm getting ready to preach now for real. When he come down with that book in his hand, Brother Terry, was an open book. And let me tell you what, I must have looked over John's shoulder and I saw my name. You can't stop me for nothing. I don't care if I be so low down, I have to look up to see the ground. My name is in the book. My name is written, amen, stone in gray. And there's no devil out of hell that can stop you once you see that name on that book. Ain't no mama can stop you. There ain't no grandpapa can stop you. Once you see your name, you'll be a locomotive. That's all right, Brother Donnie. We're going to have to stop somewhere. We can't preach the whole thing. I chose to love trying right by now. I love beating up on the devil. You know that devil give you a hard time. All them mind battles you've been having. Then you're going to sit up in church and look all pretty. Devil, I beat you up all week. Now you're looking pretty. Boy, he got you up on his slave brand. He done beat you all up, all these mind battles, and you come to church, and he tells you, sit still. Don't you go up to the altar. But I want to go. I said, don't you go up to the altar. You ain't going to never be nothing. Yeah, but I say you'll never be nothing.
Boy, this thing runs in your family. Your mama got the same problem. Your daddy, your uncle, your auntie got the same problem. I said, don't go in the line. But let me tell you what, that's when I tell that devil, move to the next seat, because I'm going up because my Lord has descended. It's not a closed book. It's open book. And when I see my name, I understand the thunders. It replaces me. That's what Israel waiting on. They're waiting on the trumpet. Brother Donnie, it won't be long on them wailing wall. Can you imagine? I asked Brother Donnie last night. Amen. But he had spirit. I know you can still see the picture. The picture. They're over there crying for their Messiah. Amen. Just Joe. They don't know which tribe they're from. Benjamin, Manasseh. They don't know. Oh, my God. Y'all better come on for Revelation 11. Come into full effect. We got to be gone. We got to get out of here. If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, look, I don't know. I ain't talking about the Holy Ghost that just make you feel good on Sunday. Nah, you keep that. You can take that back home. No, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost that make you feel good on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all day. That's the kind of Holy Ghost you need. The Lord has descended. The Lord has descended. Brother Terry, you got an open book. That Brother Terry, that's why I'm so happy. Huh? You love him? Brother, I love him. You know why I love him? Because he first loved me. Brother Donnie, out of all my millions and thousands of brothers and sisters potentially, when I was that egg in my mother's womb, out of all them germs, one of them was me. It was all by election. And you think, I've got to a place now. I don't care how you think. I don't care. You think I'm losing my mind. I don't care. Man, one time when he walked through the aisle, man, I kind of like that guy. He kind of preached like T.D. Jakes. He walked all over the aisle. I kind of like where that dude preached. T.D. Jakes does the same thing. T.D. Jakes ain't got what we got. No. T.D. Jakes ain't got what we got. You see what T.D. Jakes producing? Bob hair, cut hair, makeup, and all kind of filth on the thing. But let me tell you what. This word produces life. This word produces women with long hair. Women that's holy. That's what this word produces. The Lord is here. The Lord has come down. He's here in a many member body. Let me tell you, as a musician come, I just feel checked to stop there. I can't preach it all. Right now I could keep going, but I'm going to use a little wisdom. You know, you get older, you start using wisdom. King Solomon said, any man like wisdom, let him ask of the Lord. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth come his knowledge and understanding. So I understand you're human. And I'm just caught up, and you up here with me. I keep on going. I keep on going till the stars come out. But I want to use some common sense. And I appreciate the Lord. Give the Lord a hand. Clap of praise. Hallelujah. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. How many can say, Lord, pass me not, O gentle Savior? Don't pass me by, Lord. Hear my humble cry. Lord, I come a long way. I'm going through some difficulties. Some of the things I hadn't told Brother Donnie, I don't know, should I tell him? But Lord, I don't know what to do. I'm at the point I just feel like committing suicide. Don't do it. But Donnie just don't know some of the things I go through. Yeah, Brother Donnie may not be, but there's a God that knows. Let me tell you, my brother, my sister,
God will put no more on you than you're able to bear.
But it's too much for me to bear. God will put no more on you than you're able to bear. He's a wise God. He knows it might be too heavy, but he gives someone to help you to bear your burden. He gives you someone that's a prayer warrior. Someone to call you late at night and say, Brother Jim, I don't know why, I was just thinking about you. And I just ask God to bless you and your family. God's got prayer warriors out there. God got somebody on their knees praying. Brother Brandon said, there's many trips that I've took on the plane when the plane just a jerking and died. He said, the saints back home on the floor just a praying. And I believe this morning somebody been praying for this service. I think somebody has been touched this morning. And you haven't been touched by Brother Chisholm, but you have been touched by the feeling of the Almighty God. And let me tell you what, he's not here in a robe right now, but he's right here. You can't see him with the physical eye, but he is here right now. You just got to accept. I don't care what your problem is. I don't care what your problem is. God is able. Tell you how much he cares, Brother Donnie. Tell you how much he cares. I remember some years ago, a brother told me he was overseas. Him and another minister that was going to a meeting. I'm telling you about the angel of the Lord is with us. Brother Donnie, if it wasn't for the mercy of God, I don't know what we'd do. I lost my mind, Brother Terry. I gave up. Some of the way that people treat you, sometimes you wonder, sometimes, do we have people in this message that, I mean, people preach one thing and live another. I see people preach on the north, go outside, and I say, wow, is that the same one that just preached? I said, Lord, I'm tired, Brother Donnie. I said, Lord, who can be my friend? Saul said, what a friend we have in Jesus. But these brothers, they was going to this meeting. And they got to this crossroad. And they was wondering which way to go. One said, go this way. And the other said, no, go that way. It was at night, Brother Donnie. Right out of the crossroad, dark road, overseas. He was getting ready to make this turn. All of a sudden, there's an officer step out front of the street light, blowing his whistle. Hold up, guys. So where are you going? He said, well, we're going to this meeting. They're having a meeting such and such. He said, no, don't go this way. Turn and go that way. Turn and go that way and this way. He said, okay, thank you. Thank you, officer. And he stood there and looked at him. And they drove away. Well, they went that way and they found the meeting, the tent. When they got there, they told the saints how they got lost. So how did you find them? They said, man, just the other day, that same street that you was getting ready to turn down, they just killed some missionary on that same street. I said, they did. But how do you knew that way? He said, a white officer came and told us. Who? A white officer. Let me tell you, there ain't a white officer nowhere in this county. I don't have to tell you who that is. He's come unaware. Don't tell me God ain't God. What do you think keeping our mind and this strong spirit of Laodicea has got people's hearts so white, cold. They're so cold now they look at the message and say, away with that. Why ain't you doing that, Brother Terry? Why aren't you going this way and they going back the other way? What is doing that in the strong spirit of Laodicea? That's why I believe we all can sing this song. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Will you help me sing it? Pass me not, O gentle Thou calling, Savior.
Lord. Don't leave me, Lord. Watch it say, Savior, Savior.
Gentlemen, may I have your attention? I would like to introduce
This is what our brother was doing this weekend. To you in this corner of the good and the right stands a champion robed in white. His height exceeds the heaven. His weight outweighs the world. His reach reaches me and you. His reign. This arena to raise his hands in victory for you and me. But that angry crowd, they cry, crucify this king who wore the crown and gladly watched my champion go. Him out, for I am a witness of the day he rose to proclaim this title, champion of love. He's higher than the highest. He's greater.
You know him today. To be a mighty God, an awesome God. Many folks can read that in the scripture, but they don't know it by experience. Amen. Let's just bow our heads together. Lord Jesus, how we love you today. We thank you for your greatness, for your expression of mercy among us, Lord. We thank you in this time of such darkness that you have quickened us to light. Oh, Lord God, we pray for strength for our brother. That you just refresh his body and strengthen him, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that he gave of himself to us to be a conduit, a channel through which the Spirit of God would be able to flow. Lord, we do not come to honor or worship or any man, but we worship our mighty God, the Lord Jesus. Father, we pray you'd take this word and may it so stir our hearts, Lord. We thank you for healing the sick among us and touching the saints of God. We love you today, Lord. We commit the word and our ability to be able to hear it into your care. We love you so much, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And the saints said,
amen.
If anybody asks you where I'm going, that means getting ready to leave this world. By the grace of God, we sure are. Bless you, brother.
If you want to know where I'm going,
oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. What will it be like when we get thousands times 10,000 times 10,000 filled with the Holy Ghost, eternal life in a body that's been changed? Won't it be wonderful? Hallelujah. We flew over to Israel the other day, and we come up out of Turkey, going right out of Turkey, the beginning of the Mediterranean is 414 miles from there to where we was going to land in Tel Aviv, which is right on the other side of the Mediterranean. And as we crossed out of Turkey and going across the water, and it struck me, Brother Terry, I thought, that's why John, when he looked and he saw the city coming down, but he saw no sea. Jerusalem being almost straight up from Tel Aviv, so it'd be 750 miles out from Jerusalem to the border that way, 750 miles out that way, 750 miles that way, and 750 miles that way. No more sea. And no more burdens. And no more troubles. Wouldn't it be wonderful? God bless you, saints. Been good to be together today, haven't it? Presence of the Lord. Let's give the Lord one more hand, Cameron, before we go. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're dismissed. If you want to know, if you may I tell you
where I'm going.
See you Wednesday night.
So
oh yes.
If anybody asks you.